We're all familiar with the story in this week's parsha of how Yaakov Avinu successfully, and his fantastic salesmanship, he buys the Bechira, the rights of the Bechira from Esav. He makes a fantastic deal where he buys himself a better life in this world. He buys himself brachos, a better life in the next world, all for a pot, bowl of lentils, they say. An amazing sale. We can't figure out how Esav fell for it, but he did. We'll see soon. Most of us also probably saw the picture, which I know my children bring home from school every year, is they give them this school, they give them the picture of the mechira, of the sale. You have a picture of Esav lying on a recliner, a hairy-looking barbarian on a recliner, and Yaakov standing there pouring down a bowl of soup down his throat, because that's what it says in the Torah, he says halitim. That's the picture we all have of this seemingly ridiculous sale. But in reality, there's something very puzzling about what's going on here. Before we try to study the story in depth, I want to learn a Gemara together with everybody. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, says as follows. The Gemara is giving us remedies. If a person is b'shas nisayon, if a person is having a nisayon with his yetzahara, the Gemara gives us four remedies in ascending order on how to conquer the yetzahara. The Gemara starts from the remedy which is the lightest and then gives us a surefire remedy at the end. And the Gemara starts as follows. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. La'olam yargiz adam yetzatayiv al yetzahara. And the Gemara gives a pasuk. A person, remedy number one, if a person is having a nisayon, he should have a milchama with his yetzahara. His yetzatayiv, he should make a milchama, wage war with his yetzahara. That's step number one. That's the first battle plan to try to conquer the yetzahara b'shas nisayon. The Gemara continues, im nitzchu mutav, if a person was successful, good. The nisayon's over. The imlav, if that didn't work, then yasayk b'tayra, the Gemara says. If that didn't work, the Mefarshim explain, then it's a raya that the person's missing koyach ruchni. He needs a little bit koyach ruchni. That's why he didn't work. So in order to get koyach ruchni, he should be isayk b'tayra. Tayra has in it the koyach that it could give a person the koyach haruchni that he needs to fight the Yetzirah. That has a skula, the koyach haTayra we know, has a skula to give a person what he needs to fight the Yetzirah. So the Gemara says that should work. Go to the Beis Medrash, learn something, or if you can't, start learning. Now, im nitzchu mutav, if that doesn't work, we move to plan three. Im lav yikra kriyishma. Start reading kriyishma. Why should Kriyat Shema help? Because if learning Torah didn't help, it must be that this person has some emunah problem. His hashkafas, something's wrong. Therefore, be makabel ol balchu shamayim. Read Kriyat Shema. If you read Kriyat Shema, plus you've already learned Torah, makabel ol malchu shamayim, strengthen your emunah, that should do it. You should get the Yetzirah then. But that might not work either, the Gemara says. Plan number four, and this one will do it. The remedies of remedies. If that doesn't succeed, the Gemara ends off, Im lav yizkar lo yom hamisa. Remember the day of death. That will do it. The remedy of remedies, remember that one day you're going to die. If you think about one day I'm going to die, there's going to be a din v'cheshbin, and that if I do what I'm about to do, I'm going to lose my eternity. I'm going to lose my olam haba. And I'm going to lose, and I'm not going to be able to get up at Tchiyas HaMesim. You think of that, it's an atom bomb. You're guaranteed to be saved from the Yetzirah in that Nisayim. Because the Medayik, the Gemara, doesn't say on this remedy, Im Lav. And if it doesn't succeed, it gives you another remedy. This is it. This is the remedy of remedies. Think about death. A person who thinks about death puts him in the proper frame of mind. I'm going to ruin, if I do what I'm about to do, I'm going to ruin my Olam Hazeh. I'm going to lose my Olam Haba. And I'm not going to have Tchiyas HaMeisim, like I'm finished. He'll save himself from the Yetzer Hara. That's what the Gemara tells us. So here the Gemara lays out for us a battle plan for any Nisayon we're going to have. Sounds great. Now, we'll go back and study the story of Yaakov Avinu buying the Bechaira, the Schus, from Esav. He offers Esav, we said a moment ago, Yaakov Avinu offered Esav a fantastic price. A bowl of soup. A bowl of lentil soup. That was the buying price. So Esav gave it serious thought, it seems, and he agreed. And he says, in the Chumash, he says why he agrees. Esav says why he agrees. Vayomer Esav, hine anoichi hoylech lomus v'lema ze li b'chayra. You know why it's worth, this deal is worth it? Because I'm going to die one day. So what do I need the b'chayra for? It's worthless. I better enjoy myself as it is. As it says in another pasuk in Yeshaya, v'hine sasayin v'simcha harag baka v'shachat sayin, the pasuk says, enjoy yourself, shecht animals, achol basa v'shleis yayin, shecht, eat meat, drink wine. We can get into this pasuk. It's giving you how to have fun. Eicha v'shesu, why kimacha namus? Because tomorrow we die, just like the Romans used to say. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you will be not. Okay? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, really. So the Mefarshim bring out over here the Lev Eliyahu, the Chafetz Chaim, and a few more point, ask a very strong kasha. Listen to Esav. Esav said, you know why this deal is worth it? Because I'm going to be dying tomorrow. I don't need this ruchnius stuff. I have to enjoy myself today because I'm going to be dying. Live it up today. It's absurd. We just said a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, if you listen, if you mention to yourself Yom HaMisa, if you think about the day you're going to die, you'll beat the Yetzer Hara hands down. That is the remedy of remedies. If you think about Yom HaMisa, you'd be so frightened of losing your Olam Haba, Tchiyas HaMeisim, your Olam Hazeh, you'll immediately overcome the Nisayon. Esav mentions Yom HaMisa, and what does he do? He gives it all up. Says Yom HaMisa, he takes the remedy of remedies of the Gemara, and he gives it all up. He says, okay, I'll sell it all. I'll take the bowl of soup. Just the opposite. It had just the opposite effect on him, they ask. I'm sorry? Okay, well, good. We'll see in a second. Very good. We'll see in a second. See, he took the same Eitzah, the Gemara told us, that will make you be overcome the Nisayon, and he fell prey to this Yetzahara. What's going on here? It just doesn't make sense. So the Lev Eliyahu and the Chafetz Chaim, they answer the same thing. Like Yo was starting to say. Something they explained to us, we learned wrong pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is not giving us any miracle remedies. It's not like learn Torah and boom, you're going to automatically be saved. Re-Krishma and automatically. Think of the Yom HaMisa and automatically I'm saved from the Yetzer Hara. That doesn't work like that. That's not pshat in the Gemara. These are remedies. But who are these remedies for? These remedies are for somebody whose value system, whose goals in life are in the right place. They're in the right direction. A guy whose goals in life are towards the goals of the Torah, his midos are, he's trying to do what he's supposed to be doing. He has a value system that is in line with the proper one of the Torah, if he remembers Yom HaMisa, then it hits a prophet, like you were saying, then him, Yom HaMisa means, whoa, I'm going to lose my Olam Haba, Tchiyas HaMeisim, and I'm even going to lose my Olam Hazeh if I do this. It doesn't fit what I'm after, because he's after the right things. Whereas somebody whose whole value system is based upon Olam Hazeh, just to enjoy himself, his whole outlook on life is, eat, drink, today, for tomorrow you will be not. That's all he wants. All he thinks about is how he could get drunk one more night or how he could enjoy himself one more night. That when he thinks of Yom HaMisa, Yom HaMisa says to him, oh, I better hurry up. I'm not going to be around because his value system is enjoy myself. Whatever your value system is, that's what it will say. And it's true everywhere you go. I heard an unbelievable story exactly from this, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but at least I heard it many years ago. They say Rav Gifta Zatzal, who was a Rosh Yeshiva of Tells, was once on a plane. He was taking a trip somewhere. Listen to this story. It's unbelievable. The pilot gets on the microphone, and makes an announcement. Everybody was in the middle of eating a meal. They had the meal that everybody was eating. And he gets on, he says, I have a very important emergency announcement to make. This is a true story, they say. There's a mechanical failure in the airplane. We're going down. We cannot fix the airplane. Everybody, please prepare for a crash landing within a few minutes. End of the announcement. That's what he announced. Obviously, he didn't say it, but he was trying to hint to everybody that who will survive? If anybody, nobody knows. So prepare. So Rav Gifta was on the plane. So what does a Jew do when he starts saying Vidui, Kriya Shema? He started preparing for Yom HaMisa. The pilot was Mazkir, not Yom HaMisa. He was Mazkir, minute of the Misa. 2 more minutes to life. So Rav Gifta started saying Vidui. He also was interested to see what everybody else on the plane was doing. So he looked around the airplane to see what people were doing. So he saw the other religious people on the plane were also mumbling, you know, saying something, Kriya Shema, Vidui, they were doing things. Most of the people on the plane started eating faster. 2 minutes before they died, they started shoveling in the food to chaperayin a little bit more. That's the truth, that's what happened. Exactly what we're saying now. They were both all given, exactly what you're saying, given Yom HaMisa, but it's not magic. It depends on where you are in life. Rav Gifta and the other religious people had a value system. They had goals in life. Yom HaMisa. Start saying Vidi, prepare, here it comes. And the other people also had a goal in life. Live it up, for tomorrow you will die, or in 2 minutes you will die. So that, live it up. Take it all in. That's pshat in the Gemara. Everything is dependent on a value system, on where we're headed. Almost half of the year is passed by since Elul. Not everybody has been here for the whole year. Some of us are being more successful, some less successful. We hope everybody makes it into some sort of category. We have friends in other yeshivas, some people are not being successful at all. Yet everybody's in yeshiva, we're all in the same place. How could it be that we all come to the same place, everybody goes to yeshiva, and yet some people just don't make it, they might even get worse in Eretz Yisrael? That's what we're saying. It depends why a person comes to yeshiva, came here to Israel. A person who came here with a mature attitude to change, doesn't have to be overnight, but he says, enough. I have to start getting myself out of the mud. I have to reevaluate my value system. I have to have proper goals. Not overnight, but I have to start moving. So when he comes to yeshiva, he's coming to a yeshiva. And then slowly he'll start moving. Success, Be'ez Hashem, is around the corner. It's like the Yom HaMisa, so to speak. The yeshiva is his wake-up call. He's going to start moving because his attitude is in line. He takes a mature approach. He thought about life a little bit. He had enough of the immaturity of that type of life. But a guy who comes to Israel, and he looks at a yeshiva and he says, it's a nice-looking hotel. I'm here just to enjoy. I heard Crack Square is great. Tachan America is it. I'm here for just another night out. Every night is another night out. Another way to get drunk. Another girl to have. Another anything that he wants. Another movie. That's what I'm here for. So I come to Hotel Lev Aryeh. So you have two bachurim in the dormitory. One is in Hotel Lev Aryeh. And one is in Yeshiva Lev Aryeh. Same building. Because it's not magic. A person has to have a value system. Person has to be mature, has to have goals, has to be willing to say, I want to get myself out of the dirt. I want to move a little. Esav refused to move. He just wanted to go under, dig more. So Yom HaMisa sent him deeper. The people on the airplane with Rav Gifted didn't want, they just wanted to dig deeper. So Yom HaMisa. But people who take their lives in their hands and they maturely look at it, and they reevaluate it, and they try to put a foot forward, then the yeshiva means something else to them. Then Yom HaMisa could speak to them. A yeshiva means something to them. The Gemara is teaching us how to deal with Pshas Nisayon, but it's dependent on us. Of course, we're going to hear, as we hear all the time, I can't. I can't get up. I've been sleeping late for the past who knows how long. My mother tried. My Rebbe tried. My wife will try. Nobody's going to succeed. And then I just can't. It's not for me. I'm not a morning person. Oh, at night I can't get to sleep. I have insomnia. Oh, I couldn't find the button to my DVD to shut it off last night. I couldn't shut the movie off. It just didn't work. I came back drunk. I just couldn't settle down. It was my roommate's fault. I can't. We're all full of excuses, but Lamaisa, the buck stops here. It's up to us to make a decision when we see a yeshiva, when we see life, will I do something about it? And there's a very, very famous saying which is very important, which we should remember for all our lives. Whether somebody says he can, or whether he says he can't, he's right.